Yeah, I don't know. How do you feel about Watch Dogs 2? Like, that's pretty... I'm tempted to be excited, but...
The first one was a very mediocre game.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It was exceptionally mediocre. I bought it on day one and beat it, and at the end, it was just like, eh.
But you beat it?
Oh, yeah, I beat it.
I didn't play it very much. It kind of felt kind of... It was definitely like, well, obviously it was a first shot, right? It was a first shot at...
Yeah, I like third-person shooters. I thought the cover system was nice. The driving was actually really fun. And it... it didn't come out before GTA 5, right?
I think it was after. Yeah, it was probably too. Right around when they were launching the HD version. Well, sorry, not HD, but the PlayStation 4, Xbox One versions.
Yeah, that makes no sense. But the driving was fun. It's just... Oh my god, I didn't care about anything that was happening in the game at all.
Yeah.
Story-wise, like, it was an exceptionally lame story with an exceptionally lame and unlikable character. It just felt really by the numbers.
Yeah, Aiden Pierce, he was not likable. And I find, just like the Assassin's Creed titles, you're getting the same issue where the games that had the mediocre character were the ones you didn't enjoy.
Yeah, I honestly haven't played any since Black Flag. And I used to play every single Assassin's Creed voraciously.
I loved it.
And yeah, 3 kind of killed it for me. And then I came back for Black Flag, which I think is the best I've played. I avoided Unity like the plague and just didn't care enough to pick up whatever the most recent one was that I can't even remember the name of.
Yeah, Syndicate was kind of a return to form, and I can see where people were like...
I actually heard it was good.
It is good.
I was actually really into the original storyline on Assassins, and since they're kind of just... It feels like they're all one-offs now that Desmond's story is wrapped up, I kind of just like, eh, whatever.
Yeah. I'm glad it's taken a year off, because I was like you. I like to play every one of them, but at a certain point, there's just so many games coming out that you need a break. And I'm glad Ubisoft recognized that this year.
Yeah,
it's nice. But what are you looking forward to for Sony? Like, obviously, probably some Destiny drop for... Even though we've already kind of got all that, though.
Right? Yeah, I don't know. We still haven't seen anything for Red Dead.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Crossing my fingers, I will be extremely disappointed if I hear nothing about Red Dead from the C3.
Yeah, there's been some heavy rumoring about it, so I agree. If they don't have anything in this, it's kind of like mind-boggling, because usually when something gets that rumored and leaked and teased.
Yeah, like we had a full game map that was leaked that looked very convincing. I don't know. This is the first E3 where I haven't really looked in the spoilers ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't, I still heard enough just through osmosis, but I don't know. I'm just hoping to be pleasantly surprised by something, because so far, all E3, I've just been like, yeah, okay, this is all rather average.
You're right. It has been.
It's a lot of sequels.
Yeah, a lot of sequels.
A few things that aren't sequels. Not grabbing me.
Yeah, I was excited about finally seeing more about Halo Wars 2, and then I played the beta. I booted it up on the Xbox in between conferences, and I'm like, this just feels like massing an army and throwing it at each other. This does not feel very exciting.
I really enjoyed the first Halo Wars.
Yeah, me too. Which,
and I am excited. I am excited about the I'm excited about the second one. I'm excited about a lot of the games that have been announced. It's just that I knew they were coming already.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to get... It's like, okay, yeah, Halo Wars looks like Halo Wars. I know what to expect from that. Gears of War 4 looks exactly like I would expect Gears of War 4 to look. Yes, I'm going to buy it. Yes, I'm going to play it. Yeah, I'm probably going to really enjoy it. But in terms of getting me hyped up for E3, I'm just not feeling it.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. And, you know, it's beta, so it'll take some time to really get there.
I haven't fired up the beta. I want to. I was doing a Hero stream with Kyle today, though, so it kind of ate into any time I would have had to do that.
Yeah, I think it's so far, it's just multiplayer, but I thought it was going to be like 1v1 or 1v1v1, but it's co-op. It's 2v2, and every time I've booted into it, that's what it's given me. So it's surprisingly solid for the RTS mechanics, but it's pretty basic in terms of gameplay and what you're doing to try and beat the game. So I'm more interested in the single player because I was like, anything that gives us something StarCraft-ish is fine by my books because we don't.
That's what I loved about the first Halo Wars.
Yeah,
the campaign was pretty damn cool, and I was really impressed by how they made an RTS control on a console.
Mm-hmm. It worked really well. I was very impressed. Yeah.
Although, did I read correctly? Halo Wars 2 will also be PC.
Yep, Windows 10 and Xbox One, and then with Xbox One, all the games that they've announced at E3 will play. You buy it once, you get it on both. So you'll get a copy on Xbox One and Windows 10.
Okay,
which is a solid bonus.
I'm curious if they'll allow you to play with a mouse because it just seems like that would be the superior experience.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Sony, don't you have the fanciest theater so far?
Yeah. This is where Nintendo used to do their thing. I think it was Nokia, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. I used to live in L.A., but I'm not up to snuff on my L.A. theaters.
Well, you don't know where they do all the E3 press conferences?
No.
No. There's a lot more things going on, I'm sure, in L.A. right now. What is this guy?
I don't know.
It kind of looks like the guy who directed Uncharted 4. Bruce Stradley? He's obviously a composer, so that's not who it is, but...
Yeah. Bruce Straley?
Straley, yeah.
Looking up an image of Bruce Straley. You're crazy. You don't look a damn thing like Bruce Straley.
No? Maybe it's the other guy. I don't know. It's just
the other guy. Yes, you're right. The other guy, Neil Druckmann.
Oh, there it is. Yes.
Yes, that's... What is yes, this? You're absolutely right. They look very similar.
Is this Lost Guardian? Is that what they lead off with?
I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
It's either that or a Gregorian chant simulator, which I am for. I am all for.
Sign me up.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
Sign me up.
That'd be so good. Vent is saying God of War, it kind of sounds like. I'm not as big on the God of War music, so usually I'd hear this and I'd be able to pick it out, but it could even be a new IP, like, who knows? Gosh, what a way to start the press conference. Like, you got a new console? Well, guess what? We have a freaking orchestra. Boom.
Well, Ryan, I don't think we can buy the orchestra and take it home, so...
Certainly not for $299 with a 2 terabyte hard drive. I got accused of being being told I was an Xbox hater for the misinformation we were spreading during the Final Fantasy bit. So I'm just trying to like lean into it. I had a conversation with the guy, so it's all good. If he's watching, he knows I'm joking. and this is a lot. This is a lot of music.
Yes, it is. I'm sure this is really cool if you're there in person.
Yeah. Any time, even just like a let us know what you're chanting about, like some subtitles or something.
Yeah, it's. I mean, unless this is pre-show.
I guess
it could possibly be. I mean, the camera work is. Not awful. What was I watching the other night? What was Sunday night?
Sunday night was Bethesda.
Bethesda. Okay, yeah. I tuned into Bethesda where they had Adam Sessler and Morgan Webb.
Mm-hmm.
And they started late, so I tuned in and it was Adam Sessler and Morgan Webb like interviewing a cosplayer and it was shot terribly and it was very awkward and I'm like, really, Bethesda? And like 15 minutes later it actually started. I'm like, oh, it's the pre-show.
Yeah, I felt that way as well.
Yeah. And I love Adam Sessler and Morgan Webb. X-Play was my jam back when G4 was a thing.
Yeah, it was really hard to watch. And
yes.
I had to tune out until it was done. But when I was at like a lady beatboxing just a minute ago.
Yeah, they don't need to show a close-up of that. Then Tigo in the chat room is saying God of War.
Yeah. I mean, God of War 4 is certainly being worked on. They've talked about it, so... This... man, I don't know if I want another, like, Kratos' angry simulator. Like,
I have never really been a huge God of War fan.
He's just not a really good character. He's just Kyle angry.
Loves them. Oh? He absolutely loves God of War.
They're
I think
fun.
They're... I enjoyed the first one for the novelty that it was. And beyond that, I think it's... For me, it's played out.
Yeah, I think I played 1 and 2 remastered on PS3, and then the third one came out, and I was like, I tried to play it on hard, and I got to the very last boss, and it kept kicking my butt, so I was like, okay, I'm done. So, like, a fourth one sounds interesting, but I think it was just like Gears, they kind of played it out with that, like, pseudo fourth sequel one, like with Judgment.
Oh, it's like he deep-fried a testicle and made a video game about it.
Yeah, like, they just tried to go back to the well too many times, and... That's why it's taken so long for them to go back again. So,
yeah.
Hey, we're gonna find out what this is. Maybe.
Maybe. Finally.
It was like 5 minutes of music. I'm sure there's one dude who recognized the song. Okay, now we're getting a trailer.
Volume seems a bit low, but no one's said anything yet. It's just been music.
That dumb hammer doesn't scare me.
Sony Interactive Entertainment presents.
What the?
It's very quiet.
Yeah. I felt that as well.
It belongs to you now.
Oh, is this like God of War's kid?
I don't think this is God of War.
She taught you to hunt, yes?
Yes, sir.
Then show me what you know.
This is a weird, like, panel. Is that just to prove that it's alive? Oh, it is God of War. That is old Kratos.
Feed us.
I must be running behind you. Oh yeah, look at that.
Oh,
they've really gone a different direction with the art direction.
South?
Is that a question?
South.
Oh, weird. This not just art direction, but also like just it's not. What was it at before? Isometric? It was like it's not quite close like this.
Yeah, it was fixed camera angles. Yeah, so now you've got this kind of over the Well, they Game of Thrones the shit out of this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with it though.
Yeah.
Because I did not care for for the fixed camera angles of the God of War Days of Old. I much prefer my Arkham Asylum over the shoulder view.
Be calm and plan.
It's just, I'm not used to hunting.
Jocelyn was saying we were coming in quiet and the stream was coming. The Sony stream is really low. So let us know if this is any better. Stupid kid.
What are you doing? Now it's God is
What's
up.
With the overlay?
Only fire!
I guess it is just to prove it's live.
When I tell you to fire.
I'm sorry.
Do not be sorry. Be better. Find it. Find it.
Jeez. Kratos is really angry.
He's kind of a jerk.
I don't know what I did, but I may have messed it up further.
It's my fault!
No! You are not ready! Stay back!
This looks really cool.
Yeah, it does.
Give me my bow, I can help you fight. I'm ready.
You have yet to prove that.
I need a chance.
You had a chance.
That axe is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a pretty solid. That's really cool. I'm really digging the perspective change on this. It's much better.
Yeah, me too.
Back away, boy!
Bridges, nice architecture, that's a dope looking door.
Here's a chance. Show me you're ready.
Oh shit.
Oh my gosh. I wonder how people are gonna react to just the fact that this is just such a different perspective. Although it feels like a different perspective. It might be a little closer in, but it's not, like, crazy.
It's pretty different from what at least I remember. Again, didn't play really much past one. I watched my roommates play this time. It was not like this.
Shoot it!
Oh! Wait, how do you get his axe back?
That was cool. He has like magic where it comes back to him.
It is time! I will bring it down! You will kill it!
Spartan Rage available.
Oh my gosh. I didn't think I wanted more God of War, but I think I want more God of War now.
I didn't either. I want to play this. Like Kratos and Nathan Drake could hang out a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with a God of War Nathan Drake game.
I was playing a little bit of Uncharted 4 just before this.
Man, now that you mentioned it, it super feels like Nathan Drake, God of War.
A little bit.
I can't believe we fought a real troll. Yep.
And you froze when I told you to kill it.
I know, but you're staring right at me.
Him? I thought your mother taught you to hunt.
Yeah, I'm really digging this, which is hilarious considering our lead-in talk about my indifference to God of War.
What do you think? Like next? This is obviously next year, right? This is like 2017.
It has to be. Unless they just want to blow our minds. And they're like, guess what, guys?
I'm fine with that.
Wait for my mom.
I'm always fine with that, too, but it never happens. Relax. Never happens. Unless it's a Hearthstone expansion.
They did it with Fallout.
I guess, you know, you're right. Target.
Clear your mind.
So it can be done.
Exhale and release. Good.
Critical hit. Knowledge gained.
So what?
Kid is kind of adorable. I like the costume.
Yeah.
Really great animations.
Your knife. No. Finish what you started.
Hmm. The other thing too about this is like this is solving one of the issues I had with God of War was that it was just a sort of a senseless beat 'em up And this kind of goes and says, okay, we're going to use the same character, but we're not going to make it... It's going to be cool combat, but it's also going to make you feel.
Yeah. Which that's happening a lot, I feel like, with our games now, and I don't necessarily need it in everything, but it definitely makes me way more interested in God of War.
Yeah. This reminds me of what they did to Tomb Raider, right? Where it was kind of just a shoot 'em up and then turn it into...
For what?
And a more of a story-based game.
A new beginning. Yeah, I really like what they did with Tomb Raider. I still haven't played the second one, though.
Oh, it's really good.
It's on my list.
It's a good game, and, you know, it's a lot of fun. Oh, man. Right.
I think that was a bird. Oh, that is a dragon. I think I'm a little behind here.
Is it a reboot?
I don't know.
I wouldn't be opposed to a reboot. Because they kind of painted themselves into a corner with the first four.
You are God.
Please welcome to the stage, Sean Layden.
Yeah, okay. Color me the most interested I have ever been in God of War.
Man, a way to make him sound super evil by playing that music while I walked on stage.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone, and welcome.
Yeah, I think Mentigo in the chat room is absolutely right. It's Norse gods, not Greek / Roman.
Oh, neat.
Right now, also a special thank
That'd
you.
Be a cool, that is a cool idea.
Our very talented composer.
Because they were yelling about Valhalla.
Mr. Bear McCreary.
Oh, shit. It's the Walking Dead guy in Battlestar Galactica.
Here tonight with his awesome orchestra, and they'll be performing all evening. So that's really exciting.
You're
for
definitely
all of us.
Ahead of me.
Oh yeah, try I'm refreshing.
Trying. Before refresh. We go any further, though, I think it's important that we take a moment to address the heartbreaking tragedy of Orlando this past weekend. A horrific event like that. Carried out by a madman, really underscores our need for greater love, tolerance, and respect of people of all kinds. On behalf of the PlayStation community, I just want to say that our thoughts are with the victims and the families and the community of Orlando. We stand foursquare with them, and we hope that in this week of perhaps our gaming celebrations, within the diversity of our gaming community, we can find some strength, some comfort, and some solace. The PlayStation community stands foursquare with our friends and fans in the LGBT community as well. And I know they're all in the hearts of everyone tonight.
That was really good. They mentioned that at every concert or conference so far, which was a nice touch.
Yeah, and everyone's been wearing lapel rainbows whatnot. You all I think it's been
to the historic Shrine Auditorium.
It's been good.
Yeah.
We've been away from this venue for a while, but now we're back. We're delighted to be here because it is a temple to creativity and to all that means. We're proud to be part of a vast and expansive team of storytellers, artists, engineers, musicians, and programmers and actors. The massive and sometimes tiny teams who tirelessly create works of art that we find ourselves getting lost in.
Yeah, so and God of War looks really good.
About. Yes.
I think that's going to be that one game that sticks out for the show. Because, I mean, like you're right, there hasn't really been that big moment
yet.
Surprises
along the way.
So no, there hasn't.
Without further ado, I'm proud to take
what
you...
What was it, Sea of Thieves? That's, yeah. I'm very excited for that. That was the most surprising to me.
Please enjoy the show.
Yeah, I'm excited for Sea of Thieves. Like I've always been a big Rare fan, so anything they do sort of gets a first look thumbs up from me.
Mm. I was in the N64 days. Can't say I've really kept up since. Well, you know what? I'll take that back. Except for Viva Pinata, which I love.
Yeah.
Someone asked me.
I never really got into Viva Pinata, but I loved Banjo Kazooie Nuts and Bolts. So but you're right. After N64, they kind of fell off as well.
So yeah, I remember.
Ooh, Apocalypse.
What is this?
This is by this is a new Bend Studio game, which they've been sort of quiet for a very long time. Our only hope for survival.
I remember when the planes fell out of the skies, when the trains stopped running, when the turbines shut down.
Imagine this was just Resident Evil 7.
The world went dark.
It's like it's the apocalypse.
I remember when they put up the razor wire, like it was gonna stop anything. And the feds ran out of body bags. And some of us sort of lost our minds.
I think he's dead.
I just... I like zombies. You know, people know that about me. But I mean, if this is another zombie movie or game...
I remember when we lived by a coast.
I like different post-apocalypse. Not...
There's a few too many. Living meant more than surviving.
Goddamn liar!
So yeah, I remember how it all went down.
This looks very Walking Dead.
I don't give a damn about any of that.
Very Walking
Dead.
What
I remember most? Riding the open road.
That guy looks super familiar.
The smell of your hair. The touch of your skin.
I don't know why.
Oh, it's the actor from The Force Awakens. Or not The Force Awakens.
Those days are gone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No,
okay. Yeah, Starkiller.
Bounty
Hunter. What's his name? He's in Battlestar Galactica as well.
Mercenary.
Mm-hmm.
And for me,
crap.
The broken road is all that's left.
I'm trying to quietly look it up.
I'll always remember.
Oh, cool. So this is just a new IP. That's nice. I'm glad.
I haven't seen the zombie yet either.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Sam Witwer.
Yeah. That's who it is. Yeah, there. Someone in the chat room got it as well. It's nice to see, like, they easily could have applied whatever they were trying to do to an existing IP or even an existing Sony IP, but it's nice to see them kind of go off and try to do their own thing.
Yeah. And Sony's really trying to class up the joint a bit here.
Yeah. Oh, this is another new trailer. This is The Last Guardian. Which I'm just excited because it's a game that got announced so many years ago and it's finally coming out. To see what it is, I never played Ico or the Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah, I didn't either watch my roommate play through all of Shadow though in college. Mm-hmm. It's just a spectacular game.
Yeah, that's why I'm excited, because I just haven't played those games and I know people really love them.
I mean, they're really different.
Yeah.
They're very special. And I hope this game will be too. It's been so long, I don't really know how excited to be.
I know. I remember when they announced it, it was just like their next game coming, like 2012 or something, and now it's 2016. I think it might have even been further away because it was originally a PS3 title.
Yep. I remember seeing it for the first time during E3 when I was still in college.
Oh, perfect. That's nice. I'm glad it's coming out this year and they can finally like lock a date in. It was a matter of time, right?
Wow, finally.
It took them long enough. Oh man, they are rolling.
I guess I'm still behind you slightly. Even after reloading. Come more curtains.
Are you watching twitch.tv/PlayStation?
I'm watching twitch.tv/Twitch.
Oh, yeah, I'm watching on the PlayStation. I think they might be rebroadcasting. I'm not sure.
Okay. /just PlayStation?
Yeah.
Oh, this game looks supremely cool, but we've seen it before.
Yeah, what is it? Horizon? Just looks so good.
Please don't suck.
Oh yeah.
Turn back! Corrupted machines in the valley.
It kind of reminds me a lot of Tomb Raider.
I'm headed for the border.
Horizon Zero Dawn. Show mercy. Yeah. Oh my god! The costuming, the setting, the art direction.
Yeah.
And what everything is it? I just want to play this game.
Yeah, me too. And they call it what? Post-apocalypse. Whereas, like, the apocalypse has come and is over, and now you are living in this new world.
Yeah, it's like restart the civilization cycle.
Yeah. Oh, it's so neat with the robots and stuff. And how
I love it. Oh my god, I love this so much.
I should focus scan them. Got some weak spots, but they're tough.
And that voice actress is getting some more work. She's you ever play Life is Strange?
No.
Yeah, she's one of the girls in that one. She's Chloe. Gamers and fans probably know that character. I'm trying to remember what else she's from.
A little slingshot that shoots, EMP goo. I don't know what to call it, but it's awesome. Look at the bunny.
Aw. Don't kill the bunny.
Two explosive traps coming right up.
Oh, that guy's had a better day.
Watch out! It's corrupted!
Oof.
A little Witcher like to me too, now that I think about it.
Yeah, it's very open. It feels very open world, and then like
you did it.
She's obviously trying to go do something, and then keep getting
corrupted. Attack the village.
Yes, and something worse.
That guy needs to rethink his beard braid situation.
What do you mean a demon?
It's scuttled from the forest.
Yeah, he should chop those off rather than putting them in weird little things.
I saw, but I did not understand. Oh. God,
I really like the lead character's character design. She's really cool looking, very unique.
Crown, it's not far.
Come with me, or the demon will kill you.
You know, I don't often like characters with Bluetooth earpieces, but you know, that's pretty.
I just assumed it was a piercing. Is it like a Bluetoothy thing?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it is a piercing. It kind of looks like it's a little earpiece. Because it's weird. This is like post-apocalypse, and they're obviously like. Regressed back to bow and arrow type scenario, but I think there's still like some technology around.
Well, clearly.
The village.
Yeah, well, not just like the killer robots, but. And that's the other thing, they're not all just killer robots. Some of them are just pachyderms, like just normal, harmless robots.
If I override one
as much as a robot can be an herbivore.
Yes. Yeah. Although everything she comes across seems to want to kill her, so maybe I'm wrong. Oh, she's kind of like tethered.
What?
Shit.
Oh, she's got him out. She's got him out.
She hacked the robot.
Sorry, not today.
Dude.
This looks so good. Ventigo in the chat is making a point, like, we're only, like, a few games in, there's more gameplay shown in this one than there was in pretty much every other conference. I mean,
I didn't watch EA, so I can't really attest to EA.
Yeah.
I tend to just skip it and then watch the Star Wars trailer afterwards.
Yeah, the promise of that Star Wars trailer is interesting, but just like the last time they did one of those things for Battlefront... It's just a waiting game to see what they actually
like
do.
I don't know what this is. How excited should I be?
Yeah, but the prospect of...
The best thing was the Mass Effect trailer.
Yeah. I'm excited about a new Mass Effect, but, you know, November will be here soon enough. They'll do a big push on N7.
Yeah.
It's corrupting the Watcher? Vulnerable to fire. Here we go!
Man.
Flaming arrows! It has like a scorpion tail.
This looks so good. I was so bummed when they delayed it to 2017, but...
That was close.
You know what? Can wait.
I can wait too. I'm at that point. We're so busy that it's just like, you know what? If a game gets delayed, I'd rather play it 3 months from now than play a crappy game.
Oh, that's supremely awesome. love the character animation. It's the way she moves. That hair animation. I'm a sucker for some good hair animation.
Yeah, you don't often see it, right?
Oh, she's calling her mouth.
Oh, is that what that looks like?
Please tell me you can slow down while you're... It doesn't look like it. It's like you have to old school Zelda hit. I always find shooting from a mount very difficult. Oh no, there's a slowdown. Sweet. Wonderful.
Nice. It's just great to see Guerrilla Games doing something that isn't Killzone.
Oh, they did do Killzone, didn't they?
Yeah, and I don't mind the Killzone game, but...
I never liked it.
It's just nice to see a developer trying... I mean, them being allowed to try something new. I'm sure Sony... You need a first-person shooter.
Aaron Vidal in the chat room, this is Horizon Zero Dawn.
Mm-hmm. Kyle's saying bows are so 2014. Bows are always in. I'm all for bows.
Kyle would have been fun to have here for that God of War trailer.
Yeah, like you said, he's a big God of War fan. I wonder if he saw it. He can give us some...
Give us his hot take.
Yeah, his hot take.
Or his god take.
Oh.
No, don't.
That beard was pretty good, though. That God of War beard.
I did like Kratos' beard. From? You think it'll be called Kratos again?
I don't know. If they're switching gods, like, I guess Kratos is a... Well, I'm assuming it's a Greek name. Do you think they give him a Norse name, if it is of the Norse gods?
I don't know. You could Zelda it. I think just keep him named Kratos, even though the adventure is different.
Oh, man. What if God of War turned into, like, Sony's Zelda, where just each generation there's a new Kratos?
Oh, I don't know. Saying something that's new is like Zelda elicits a very specific response from me.
I know.
Like, oh, puzzles and dungeons?
Well, I mean, it looks kind of like it would have that.
So, I don't know what game this is.
Please, please, you gotta save my little girl.
I wonder if it's, Wait. I don't know what it is, yeah, but...
All right, ma'am. We need to go. You can't do that. You...
Oh, is it Deus Ex?
Why aren't you sending a real person?
It could...
Captain Allen.
Could be.
My name is Connor.
Not sure.
I'm the android sent by CyberLife.
It's firing at everything that moves. It already shot down two of my...
I don't know what this is.
I don't either.
Saving that kid is all that matters.
There's a robot game that David Cage is working on. Or I'll take care of it. Called like Detroit or something.
This looks a little clean to be Deus Ex.
Don't come any closer or I'll jump!
Go, go, Inspector Gadget Arm!
My name is Connor! There's no way out, Daniel. The only question is whether or not you take another innocent life. I'm holding all the cards. If I die, she dies. Look what you did. You were designed to serve humans, not kill them. What was I designed to be? Their slave? Their toy?
I mean, I'm a sucker for this type of story, so color me interested. But...
I spent my life taking orders.
Robots.
Now it's my turn to decide.
Don't do it.
You fell pretty short there, buddy.
Yeah. Go, go, Inspector Gadget Arm. Nope. Keep hoping.
Your order for an AV android has been registered.
Ooh. This is like, kind of like Batman detective mode type stuff.
Yeah.
You armed? No. I have a gun. Drop it.
Shit, it's kind of like,
touch him and I kill you. You can't kill me. Huh. I'm not alive.
What the heck? This looks really neat. It's kind of, you know, it reminds me of L.A. True Crimes or whatever that game that they made a long time ago.
L.A. Noir.
Yeah. L.A. Noir.
Loved that game. I mean, yeah, it's a little different.
The story ends.
Oh!
What?
Oh, That's supremely cool.
This is neat.
I trust you.
Oh. Wait, he wasn't gonna do anything.
You lied to me, Connor. You lied to me.
Oh, cool.
This looks really neat.
Yeah.
My name is Connor. This
is he trying to do a Keanu Reeves impression?
Maybe. Yeah, it kind of looks like a little bit like Heavy Rain then, but I'm trying to remember. Okay,
Detroit.
So it is that. Yeah.
Come human. All right.
That's so. They showed another trailer of that game, and it had like a female robot walking around the town. So maybe there's like different perspectives.
That's my first time seeing anything of it. Boy, they're really just barreling through here.
Yeah, they're not talking, which is nice, because usually when they stop to talk, that's where it gets a little
boring. Where things get awkward.
Yeah. So, okay, VR. How excited are you about VR this fall? Do you think you'll pick up a PlayStation VR?
Me, probably not.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Probably not. I'm a little more interested in the Microsoft side of it, just because it's where I play my car driving games.
Mm.
That's what I want VR for.
I could see that. Yeah, for sure. I think it's important to have. I think that's a good way to look at it. More about on the game side as opposed to the platform. So, yeah, I think VR racing games would be really cool.
Yeah, just anything with a good cockpit view. So once there's a Star Wars game where I can sit in an X-Wing cockpit, I'm in.
I know they're doing the Star Wars VR experience, but I don't think it's like a flying game. I think it's just like a on-rails type of thing, but that's exclusive to the PlayStation VR. We might even see it tonight, but this is something I'm not interested in. I don't want scary VR games.
No, I can tell you right now I do not have the constitution to play a game like this in VR. I am uncomfortable watching this video.
Yeah, nothing's happening. He's just walking around. This looks like like someone needs to go around with some bleach.
All the bleach. I would argue cleansing fire.
Yeah, maybe just burn it down and start anew. I mean, don't open that.
Why would you do that? I mean, really?
Oh. Yeah, no, this is not how you sell VR for me.
I would not be able to do this. I would watch somebody play this in VR.
Yeah.
I don't want to be subjected to it.
The reaction videos.
No, thank you. Why would you go towards that?
Oh, no, don't. Step away from the door. Don't turn. No.
Every scary house has to have a stairway at the entryway.
Yeah. I've only been to a few houses that actually have stairways at the beginning.
My parents' house does.
Oh, man. Is it haunted? But,
no, it's not. I helped them, like, build it. It's a very new house with no history.
So you made sure that it was not, like, even the materials didn't come from a burial ground of some kind.
Yes, I made sure not to use haunted cinder blocks.
Oh, perfect. Now, can you approve of these cinder blocks not being haunted? It's like, yes, they are genuine, non-hauntable.
Ghostbusters. Okay, this looks positively terrifying.
What the fuck am I supposed to do?
I love horror movies, but that's because I can see the edge of the screen.
Yeah, like you can look away when you need to.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's just like, nope, still in my room, still in the house, there's my cat, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. If I had to be completely encapsulated by something like that, I would be terrified.
Yeah, we really dug Until Dawn on the PlayStation. That game's totally worth playing on PlayStation 4. And it's probably the first horror game that I've played where I'm like, you know what? This is the best horror movie I've ever seen. It's really good.
Yeah.
This looks
good. Good scary movie. Resident Evil. Huh.
What? No.
Really? Really?
Wait, what? They showed the VR thing. That's a total... Wow, next year. Wait a minute. They showed Fall VR, and I was like... Wait, did that say play the demo tonight?
Yeah. So there'll be people giving impressions on it. Huh. I'm interested in that. That's, again, another different direction for Resident Evil.
So was that...
Like it's not as an anime.
Yeah, was that... So was that Resident Evil 7, like, the VR experience? Because I could have sworn I saw, like... Anyways, we'll probably learn more soon.
But... I mean, there was a 7 in the logo, a VII. So.
Yeah, yeah. Man, Resident Evil 7, there it is. Addition, the Trinity. You got Dead Rising, State of Decay, and now Resident Evil. The zombie fans, true dream.
I haven't played Dead Rising since the first one, and I think I'm ready to come back to it.
Yeah, 3 was a...
just looked like stupid fun.
Mm-hmm. 3 was a weird sort of... I played a little bit of it, but I didn't dig it. But I want to go back to Frank Castle. To enjoy VR in their
own home. Yeah, I liked him a lot.
And at PlayStation, we have a combination of the necessary processing and graphics power already built inside 40 million PS4s that have been sold worldwide.
So what you getting at, buddy?
Oh, everyone clap. Clap for the 40 million. That was a big number, everybody.
We have the display technology, which can realize these images at a high fidelity. We have the production expertise to create a headset that is designed for the gamer.
Oh, this is the VR spiel. And because PlayStation 4 is a fixed
platform, developers can fine-tune their games for the system to deliver the same transformative
experience. Yeah, we get it. It's a fixed platform, yada yada.
Mm-hmm. No need to buy a new one this fall to play VR. On October 13th,
PlayStation VR will make its debut in the United States.
Also known as 500 Canadian. Probably 550, I think it is.
Oof.
Yep.
No, that's tough.
No, thank you.
Currently, more than 50 games will be available from launch until the end of this year. That includes some of the biggest franchises, along with brand new
titles.
Oh,
maybe it's not Frank Castle.
Frank Castle is the Punisher.
Yeah, Frank.
After the experience, and after the experience, to come with us next door to the arena post reception.
Frank West.
Yes, there it is. PSVR's kiosk set up. Not the best with names.
Always just knew him as Frank.
Yeah, that was Frank. I was like Frank Castle. That came too quickly.
I'd like to showcase a few PlayStation VR titles. Starting with PlayStation exclusives developed by our own worldwide studios.
Perfect. But this is the thing. I need games to sell me on a new platform, right? So I haven't seen anything yet on anything.
My God.
Yeah, like they announced Fallout, they announced Doom, but like, I've already played Fallout.
Yeah.
I haven't played Doom. So maybe I wait, but I kind of just want to play it. So
they just unveiled the... Well, they said Doom, thanks to its shareware nature, how it began, you can play the first level for free. So I downloaded an Xbox One to give it a shot. I haven't yet, but...
Analyzing surroundings.
The thing about this game is most of the games that would be really cool in VR can be played without VR.
Unknown location.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure, you know, I'm sure it's not... I understand it's not exactly the same, but...
No, it's not. It's definitely not the same. I'm just...
$400 on top of, you know, another $400 console that I already bought. That's, you know, it's hard. It's a hard sell.
Yeah. But it's a better sell than, like, upgrading the computer and then getting a $500 headset.
That is true. But I also feel like, I don't know. I'm sure there'll be iterations on the Oculus and on the Vive, but I feel like, you know, maybe it'll have a longer life because it's on a PC. It's like, well... Just keep updating the PC. You know, whenever the next Xbox or the next PlayStation comes out, probably need to get a new headset.
Mm-hmm.
Pilgrim, can you read me? This is Dr. Tyson and Dr.
Granted,
Moon. Come back.
Probably a long way out.
That looks neat. Cool space exploration game.
Yeah. You have to wow me a little harder to sell me on another gun game.
Yeah. And again, like, it's not a game that even what you saw probably didn't, like,
oh, here's Star Wars.
Yes.
Okay, never mind. I am getting a PlayStation headset.
Nailed it. oh, wow. Okay, yeah, cockpit. I was just going to say, like, I thought it was just like a move your lightsaber around and you literally whack, you know? This is, if they do the trench run, clear to engage. If they show the trench run, you're probably going to pre-order it before we're done.
I don't know about that. Also, Battlefront is just getting a VR. Oh, is it like one mission?
Yep, looks that way.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's not enough for the price of a mission. All they're going to show you because it's only one mission and they don't want to ruin it.
Don't want to show the whole thing. That was barely. How do you feel when you put
on that mask? The Joker's talking.
Oh man, are Batman VR. From the world, or do you want the world to hide away from you? Maybe you feel invincible,
more than just a man. Or maybe you're just like me. You see that life is nothing but a sick joke, and so you choose a face to match. Hmm. But what happens when we become what we pretend to be? When illusion becomes the new reality? Does it even matter? What if it... Man, Mark Hamill's just got so much work ahead of him. You never need to take it off. I don't know how that one's gonna work out.
Yeah, like... Are they just putting VR on the end of every single popular... Oh, October 2016 is pretty good.
Yeah.
But...
I need to see gameplay.
Yeah, it's like... This is the thing. They're showing these VR experiences that are probably going to end up being essentially walking simulators, right?
Where you're like just... demos.
Yeah, demos. You just won't quit. Afrojack. They're really jumping around.
Yeah. Also, I've already seen enough Final Fantasy.
Are you a Final Fantasy person?
Not at all.
I'm not as well, and it's just... We were watching the trailer this morning for Xbox, and it's like, it just looks like Final Fantasy. People will really dig it, but...
I like Kingdom Hearts a lot.
I never played Kingdom Hearts.
I've beaten both of them, but...
Nice.
Final Fantasy has never grabbed me.
I'm excited about Final Fantasy VII Remake because I'll finally be able to play it. You know?
Oh.
And because I tried to play the original, it's like, guys, I need to go back in time to be able to appreciate this, I think.
That ought to do it.
This shouldn't take long. That was really weird. Oh, is this the VR?
I guess it's Final Fantasy VR.
Hit it! Yeah, let's. We place the camera at neck level, so you think it's VR.
Okay, that's kind of funny. What do you do when you're slicing people with your sword? Or can you only play the gun character?
That just looks bad, though. Yeah, the gun just kind of shakes weirdly.
Kind of super cheesy.
I mean, I'm all for big games putting in like little VR bits.
Yeah, it looks a little tacked on.
Yeah, well, it certainly is. I mean, you have enough tacked on, the price of a mission starts to look a little better.
Yep. Hey, you can ogle this hot anime girl.
Guess what?
With your
this
headset.
Is a Japanese game. Yeah, there was a big uproar about how like the only female sort of in the game, that's Cid, the character that keeps showing up, and they finally made her a female in the game, and she's this, for some reason, a mechanic that has a bra showing.
I feel like complaining about TNA in anime is a useless exercise.
You know, I'm sure there's some anime that doesn't have it.
Enemy surging in multiple sectors, LT. They're taking ground.
Let's keep this on a tight loop and get back out there, Reyes.
Oh, looks cool though.
Oh, VR.
It's a spaceship.
Captain,
oh wait, never mind. I think this is Call of Duty.
Right away, sir.
Is
Captain has a con.
Maybe, yeah.
One docking?
They're touching down now, man.
Good.
Oh
Take
yeah.
Time, 1 minute.
Yep, Sony's got the Call of Duty thing, right?
Never mind, I'm out.
All right, so what do we want to talk about? We'll talk about more anime?
Let's talk about the fact that I was way more excited about the remake of Modern Warfare, but I have to buy this game to play it. So go straight to hell.
Yeah, that is weird, isn't it? And you have to buy the expensive version, too, right? You can't even get away with it.
I think the cheapest version you can get is a $70 version, if I remember correctly.
Up on Bay 3, Captain. That is unfortunate. Yes, I really like Modern Warfare, and I would play it again, I think.
I really just liked the multiplayer in it, and I would love just an up-resed version of that.
Ethan's already in back, sir. I don't know. It's funny. You look at what Call of Duty did, and you look at what Battlefield did, and they kind of went in opposite directions. One went to space, and the other went to Battlefield, like World War One, which I think is fascinating because I can't even remember the last time I played like a pre-Modern Warfare shooter. I'm ready to go back, right?
It has been a while, yeah. Because I was completely burnt out for a time there with World War II shooters. Like, for me, Modern Warfare came at a perfect time.
Yeah.
And it totally sucked. It sucks into me because I was just like, I'm so done with World War II. And it's like, well, here you go. Here's Modern Warfare. And we have a level up system in our PvP, which at the time, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. It had never been done like that before. Now it's just, I don't know. It's just played out.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm probably, we were talking about this morning, we're probably, Joss and I are going to pick up Battlefield 1. On Xbox One, because I'm just really interested in playing. Like, I love the single player campaigns of those games. I know Battlefield really hasn't nailed that before, like Call of Duty has. But I mean, these space battles do look cool.
Yeah.
But I wonder how much of the space battles will be in the game. Like, are they showing us 10% of the game, or are they showing us something that'll be 50%?
Like, they're all calling it the VR experience. So I'm assuming it's all like one mission. Just these little things tacked on to the game you're already buying, so that you can get a little mileage out of your headset. But I don't know how true that is. Certainly seems that way with like that Star Wars thing they showed us.
Yeah, that was definitely like, hey, you're gonna get to play this one 10-minute snippet.
Oh, that's just rude.
Ooh. I mean. It's nice that they're not just doing another run and gun. They're adding another layer to it.
Yeah. This looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
This looks pretty cool. Although it is just making me want to play Halo.
Yeah. It does. Yeah. Now that I think about it, it does really remind me of Halo
2.
Yes. That one level in Halo 2 where you're on.
Not with the grappling hook, which every game apparently has now. But
yeah. The grappling hook is the bow, like the bow was in 2014.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Oh! All right, you had me at Gibbs.
Yeah. I like grappling hooks. I think that's what made Assassin's Creed Syndicate really cool.
I need to play something, but I haven't yet. And I did hear it was quite good, and I used to be one of my favorite series.
It's really good, and it's like... It's got all London accents and restore life
support. I just like a good copious amount of London accents.
Yeah, it's just a whole bunch of Cockney running around. It's really good. Tigris actual weapons are down. Moving to exfil. Oh, here it is. Here's the running gun that I so love from Call of Duty. Second level. 1 minute. Let's go.
I like the gun designs. Just looks like Call of Duty. Oh, okay, that's kind of cool.
Ooh. Yeah, that's that anti-grav grenade. Shield up. That was really cool. Did you see any of Titanfall stuff?
I did. I'm just straight up excited for it. I really liked the first one. Yeah. They don't need to work hard to sell me on the sequel.
Yeah, I'm excited that they're doing a single player for it as well, because those are the original Infinity Ward guys, and
yeah,
I just really dug what they did with Call of Duty.
I did too. I want to see them do that with giant friggin' mechs and awesome wall running soldiers. Like, sign me up.
Yeah.
really liked the first Titanfall. And I'm so ready to go back to that. When's that coming out?
This fall.
This fall? Okay. It's freaking wonderful.
Yeah. I'm excited to play it. I actually re-downloaded Titanfall 1 on the Xbox thanks to the EA Access free play that they did for 10 days. I'm going to pop back into that for a little bit and check it out. It's been a long time since I played.
All right. I didn't hate everything I just saw.
Yeah.
Like I thought I would.
I still don't think I'm going to buy the $80 version to get Modern Warfare, although that would be like the $120 version tier.
I'm not sure I'm going to buy it, but if I am going to buy it, I'm definitely going to spend a little bit extra and get the remake of Modern Warfare.
Yeah. I see. And you know what? If they were to rematch that and sell it separately, you know it'd be $40. So.
Yep.
Ooh, this looks really good.
Doesn't mean they should.
No.
Doesn't mean that should be the price.
Marines, we have a possible fix on our side of the capital city. Intel gathered by SAS indicates that
damn it, I'm gonna end up buying this. This looks
I
so good.
I love this game so much.
I remember. I can't remember exactly whether it was college or university. It might have even been, yeah, I think it was like early college. And
it was college.
I remember playing.
We're about the same age, right?
Hmm.
We're about the same age.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, so would have been college. And I remember the submarine mission, and it's like that was a turning point for games because it felt so cinematic. I don't think I played a game like that before.
Yep. And the characters for a military shooter. I bought into it. I absolutely bought into it.
Did that say campaign 30 days early only on PS4? What does that mean?
I missed that.
It looked like they were implying that if we bought it on PS4, like pre-ordered, we would get Modern Warfare 4 early. What the heck is this?
It looks like... Crash Bandicoot.
Please don't be a VR experience. Please don't be a VR experience.
Yeah, that's right. No t-shirt tonight, but I'm proud to announce that we work with our partners at Activision.
People are going nuts for this.
The original Crash, Crash 2, and Crash Warped. Fully remastered from the ground up for PlayStation 4.
Never, never gave a flying turd about Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot
personally.
Will also appear first.
Some of those people in the audience
clearly
are crying.
go ahead and cheer for, you know, spending money on something you've already played. But
yeah, I've never played them, but I understand the significance. Like, I was a Nintendo guy, right? So Crash was the one in the commercials hanging out outside Nintendo of America making fun of plumbers. That just looks freaky.
Yeah.
That's the Skylanders, I think, what they're showing right now. What the... I mean, Skylanders is probably the best version of the Toys to Life stuff. What?
Oh, it's kind of hilarious. Skylanders is not my thing, but this is hilarious.
So what, you can draw stuff, scan it in? That's ingenious, but also, like, cannibalizes your toy sales. Like, I can just draw the thing I want.
More so. Oh, Lego.
Dear child, I see your eyes. The belonging you seek is not behind you. Hey. It is ahead.
The droid. I'll pay for him.
Actually, the droids are not for sale.
I always think, you know, watching one of these Lego trailers and thinking, like, this is the Lego game I play. Because I really like this movie and or property. This might be the Lego game I play.
I always pick them up. I always find them on sale for super cheap, and then I play them once and I never touch them again.
Yeah.
What girl?
I... I just like the idea of them super not seriously taking this property.
They're hilarious. They have a fantastic sense of humor about them.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Okay.
I've heard so much about them.
Now.
It's about time you showed up.
Give everything you got.
You're afraid. But you will never be as strong as Darth Vader.
We're not done yet.
Oh.
You might need this.
Yeah, it's Lego.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm honestly surprised it took this long for them to do the new one.
Yeah, you'd think they would have launched with it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can usually pick up those games fairly cheap.
Yeah,
right around
launch. Go on sale a lot.
Oh, well, look at that. Right after this, go play the demo.
Yep. Game's coming out in 2 weeks.
Nice.
Please welcome to the stage, Andrew House.
So they've kind of, they've been very heavy on the trailers and kind of just motoring through these people talking.
Yeah, we haven't seen a whole lot of... Like, we saw gameplay in the very beginning, but not a whole lot of... They haven't slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, everyone. It's an absolute
Hopefully
honor
he
to be
doesn't
here
slow,
at E3.
The, slow the roll down a bit.
Our mission is to make PlayStation the best place to play.
I'm just waiting for the guy to come out and just
I think
talk for 15 minutes.
Hi, everyone. I'm from this studio. But no, so far the Sony guys have been fine.
To yeah. Partnerships
with the most good public speakers. Developers, usually, storytellers in our media. You can't guarantee. You know, proof of that the lead designer on some game is a good public speaker.
Yeah. Or you just, you know, thrust them into the limelight and eventually they get good, like the guy who made No Man's Sky, or is the lead of Hello Games, I think. What the?
Oh, is that Kojima? It's Kojima.
Oh, nice. Oh, you're walking too fast, man.
Yep. Projection mapping isn't cheap, man. Come on.
You messed it. I'm here to announce Metal Gear Solid 6. Fooled ya!
I can't do that because of legal reasons.
Hello? Hello, everyone. I'm back.
Hard not to smile.
He's so cute.
Yeah, it's adorbs.
Today, I bring something new we made for you.
Shit, already?
This is all running in...
Oh, there's no way it's like coming out this year.
No, of course, but like showing us something so soon is kind of awesome.
Well, Sony, the competition wasn't particularly stiff, but I feel like you're just dumping dump truck loads of dirt on top of everyone else who's presented so far.
Yeah. This is probably like a 2018, well, knowing Kojima, it might even be 2019, right? But it's got the full power of Sony behind them, so it could be sooner.
Yep.
Resident Evil 8.
Zone of the Enders 3, please. Please and thank you.
I've never played any of those games.
They probably don't hold up well at all, but I loved them on my PS2.
Something to do with dead crabs, we know that much.
Yeah. Oh, got some feet.
It wouldn't be a weird Kojima title if it weren't for...
What in the fuck?
What the hell? Just so everyone knows, that's not how childbirth works. At all. Someone needs to tell Kojima that he...
Oh my god, it's... What's his name?
Oh my god.
Oh, this is supremely weird.
This is like the Matrix. Like, he's connected to this little baby, like, battery or something.
Then he's gonna get on his motorcycle and find Rick.
This is so freaking weird. Uh-oh. You hugged it too close. Whoop, don't go too far.
This is exceptionally weird.
He's got a lot of dog tags, though.
Doesn't have a belly button.
Just he had a C-section. No, wait. That's not how childbirth works. It's like...
I'm just weirded out.
I know. I don't feel comfortable. The Daryl Dixon butt.
Wow. What I imagine, like, it looks like inside Bjork's head.
Yeah, yeah. Or Kojima's, for that matter. I feel like Kojima just really wanted to do a project with Norman Reedus. That he's just like, okay, you're gonna love this project. It's the worst oil spill ever.
And you're naked.
Yeah, you're naked the whole time. You have a little baby. Death Stranding.
I like the name. I like the font choice.
Mm-hmm.
I like the overconfident movie poster treatment.
Yeah. I mean, Kojima, really good at doing that whole, like, overconfidence... like movie presentation type stuff.
Oh, yes.
And, you know what? I like Norman Reedus. I didn't necessarily need to see more of Norman Reedus like that, but I'm all for
people see me and that. Think they're safer. But it's not really me they're seeing.
Oh, is this Spider-Man? Oh my god.
Probably for the best. Knowing everything hinges on a
guy from working on a Spider-Man
sounds as scary as it feels.
I don't know. It's just...
Holy fuck!
Oh my god! It's fucking Spider-Man from Insomniac.
Oh. Oh, if this plays... If this has the real world swinging that the 2 had on the GameCube and Xbox.
God, this... Yes. Like, I'm getting flashbacks to Spider-Man 2 on, like... This looks amazing. So is this going to be based on the new movie? Probably?
I don't know. He's got the eyes.
Yeah.
Man, please be good.
Yes, please.
Just please. Just play well. Have a good... Just be well made.
I mean, Insomniac makes awesome games. So...
Oh, dude. Oh, my God. I need a towel.
You know what?
You guys don't understand how much I loved Spider-Man 2. The game, not the movie's okay.
Yeah.
The game was amazing for its time.
I remember like the first one really digging it, and then the second one added like realistic connections to the web slinging.
Yes, and in a complete full New York to just swing around and explore.
Oh man. I don't care when that game is coming out, I'm gonna play it. Like, I will play anything Insomniac comes out with. They're a fantastic developer. That new Ratchet and Clank game is fantastic.
God, I just want to dance. I'm so excited about Spider-Man. It's
the most amazing thing ever.
Sony's killing it. I'm like, yeah, this is amazing.
Tim, take it out. We are on the verge of a future unlike any other.
I don't know what else they could do to, like, they don't necessarily need to top that, but
Red Dead.
Oh yes, I forgot. I almost forgot that we were thinking Red Dead.
I don't think we're getting it though.
I mean, but where else does it show up? Like, our partners. It's not Nintendo, right? And they're not just going to silently announce it. It definitely deserves
having a conference.
Well, true, yeah, but I think that game needs a conference slot.
Unless it's just not being announced.
True, unless it's not a real thing. We're talking Well, I'm talking as if it's a real thing. About stories and visuals and emotions and graphics and technology. But Neutronoff in the chat room, his eyes did look that like that in Civil War, but he could be getting an upgraded suit for the Sony specific movie. So theoretically, we could I could see it coming out around the same time because that movie is expected next summer, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sure he'll get an updated suit.
Oh yeah.
But also, the suit doesn't have to look like the movie suit, but it has the very specific eyes that he did in Civil War.
Yes. Oh, we're going back. He's headed to the old
sawmill. You gonna see some gameplay? It's pretty.
Yeah, gameplay. This looks really good.
His bike's down. All right, Two Dog, where the hell are you?
So I wonder if this is going to be the here's what's really going on gameplay trailer. I'd be fine if it was just like The Division, where it's like just people being bad people.
Yeah.
Shit.
Or wildlife.
Go on. Get out of here. Get out.
I don't know.
Yeesh. Well, that ain't him.
I mean, if making a silencer out of, I don't even know what part of the car that is.
Yeah, right. I don't know. And he knows, that's the main thing, right? As long as when he shoots it, it actually silences it and he didn't just throw something in front of the gun.
That was a monster of some sort.
Oh, shit.
It's like we're dealing with zombies.
Or golems. Kind of look like Gollum. But you're right. Yeah. Looks like zombies. Which, again, I'm a fan of zombies. But. And I do want more good zombie content.
Oh, it's.
Two Dog!
Gollum is. Frick. Very Gollum looking.
Oh, yeah. There's the silencer. Imagine this was just a stealth like Last of Us 2. Not made by Naughty Dog.
Look around, brother! You know
okay,
how
okay, so just
gonna
zombies.
End.
Oh, shit.
Good crowd tech.
Yeah. Again, all for zombies. Just might have been interesting to see them do something else.
I think it's the mood I'm in. I think at the moment I'm just like, I've had enough of the super self-serious zombie stuff. I think I'm more in the camp of Dead Rising at the moment.
Yeah. Oh, oh shit. Well, maybe you shouldn't have tackled him off the roof.
Yeah. I don't know how excited I am for another zombie game.
I don't know, it's just...
You know, looks great.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
The thing visual is, though, like, this is going to be that title that E3, like, the articles are going to be like, oh, man, zombies took over E3. And again, like, I do a podcast about zombies. This is going to be amazing. I don't even have to prep for this week because E3 did it for me. But, again, like, as long as the games are good, that's all that matters. It would be nice to see like a something else going on. Like I think that's why I really appreciated The Last of Us because it was
what's going on with like this Ford is pretty crazy.
Yeah. Oh, it looks great.
The way they're flowing together. Like, why even bother to stop and shoot? Just run.
You're right though. I'm really digging like the flow of the way they're.
I've never seen a game do that. It's a stream.
Yeah,
it's moving as a unit.
Oh wow!
Oh, frick. Run!
Yeah.
All right. I'm more interested.
Yeah, I'm back. Again, the game, the game has to be good. Like it doesn't necessarily, like, if everything featured zombies, as long as the game was good, that's all that matters. This looks weird.
Runtime, man. Runtime.
Yeah. Hey guys, look at our sweet horde tech. Okay, we get it.
Pretty cool. Also, just full screen it. I don't need to see your orchestra.
Yeah. Or the guy playing. Like, showing it once is fine. Like, just to kind of give us the presence of it, but...
Yeah.
They are really trying to nail this, like, this horde stream.
That's the only thing selling me on the game at the moment.
Yeah. Oh, did it.
Or did he?
Dun dun dun. Zoom out.
Those dig boys better grow some wings or start flapping real quick.
Come on! Come on!
Alright, more interested in that than I was before.
Yeah, looks good. The weird bait and switch of, like, is it zombies, is it not zombies, then it's just full on zombies, like, they committed hard.
Like, it's like, F it, guys, it's as many zombies as we can fit. Is that it? Where you get the wrap up mashup?
I guess.
No Kingdom Hearts, no Red Dead.
Yeah, I was at least expecting Kingdom Hearts. Maybe that's our one more thing.
No one else has had a one more thing. Oh, Gran Turismo, I forgot about that. Oh, that's GT Sport, we already know about that.
Sweet montage. Ukulele. They are like due, I guess. Like, they usually go about an hour and a half, right? So.
Yeah. Everyone else has ended with something like this.
Yeah. I'm really glad that this has been sort of straight up gameplay, straight up trailers, not a lot of commentary. Like, we'll get the commentary throughout E3, right? Like, you'll be able to watch that if you want to. And it's just nice that this is just a straight up, like,
Neutronoff in the chat room, Forza is my favorite driving game at the moment, since you're asking.
Yeah, Forza Horizon 3 looks pretty solid.
I loved 2. I loved it a lot. I'm still playing it.
Nice. I've never played the Horizon portion of the franchise.
They're very fun. They're a little more... Just, like, I don't know. It's a little more arcadey. Okay, so that's it.
That's it. In development. So Days Gone and God of War are both in development. No release date for anything but Horizon. So that's kind of expected, but also kind of like, you know, don't get too excited. You're going to get to see these at least one or two more E3s. So,
yeah. Oh, it's Anthony Carboni.
It is. Look at that shirt.
That is the worst shirt I've ever seen.
Yeah. It looks like a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos spilled on a white shirt.
Meredith.
Like, I dreamt there was really blue.
Anthony.
Meredith.
All right, Anthony. Meredith, LA has taken you. You need to lay off LA.
Yeah.
There
was so much good stuff. I don't even know. What an amazing shirt. Meredith, I dreamt that Insomniac making a new Spider-Man. All right. I guess that's Sony's press conference. Okay, Garrett, what did you think?
The best one, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I think everything creamed everyone else.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, man. Yeah. Spider-Man.
I almost forgot. I need to go watch that trailer again, because that's just exciting to know that we're going to get another Spider-Man game. Like, thinking about playing the 1 and 2 as a kid, it's going to be really fun to go back and explore that type of gameplay, because I can't remember the last time we've gotten like a swinging sort of action Spider-Man kind of game, you know? So
yeah,
it's exciting. Well, yeah, thank you very much for sitting in and talking video games. Thanks for
having me, man. I was going to watch it anyways. This was
it's
a lot of fun.
Yeah,
thank you, chat room, for hanging out and not being jerks.
Yeah, chat room's been super awesome. Thank you, chat room. And we're not done yet. We're going to be doing Nintendo tomorrow. We're going to be hopefully seeing, man, Zelda. Super looking forward to seeing what they're doing with Zelda. Hopefully something really cool, because so far just the screenshots and the panning trailers are good, but I need some substance sooner
rather than later. I don't really want to see anything. If they're just going to be like streaming it, Treehouse stream, just playing it, like, I don't want to see too much Zelda. I'm going to play it anyway.
True, yeah. I mean, I'm going to play it anyway, but I kind of want to just see... I don't need to see 8 hours of live streaming, but I do want to see the 1 to 2 minute trailer they cut together to kind of showcase the game and really give us an idea of what Zelda is going to be on the Wii U and NX. That's all I really need. Like, I'm right there with you. I don't need to spoil the first 3 or 4 hours of the game. But I kind of want to know what's going on. But yeah, it's going to be exciting. But that's been Sony, and this has been E3 day one, I guess, for the Gamers Inn. And thank you again, Garrett, for joining us. Tell the fine folks where they can find you.
Oh, Amove TV for everything. Just go check out amove.tv.
Perfect. All right, everyone, have a fantastic evening. We'll see you tomorrow. And thanks again for watching.
See you, folks.